Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Leadership Call number, well, I don't know the number actually, but it is on November 5th at 2018 at 1830 UTC. Attending the call today is Eric, Lauren, Denise, Steve, Jennifer, and Brenda. We do have apologies from Russ. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the leadership team. Thanks.
Hi, it's Jennifer. I don't know if you all have decided who wants to lead this call, but I think the first agenda item is for staff anyway, so if you don't mind, I'll just kind of quickly cover agenda item number two, which is the blog. So just to highlight that I sent to the list today, I appreciate you will not have had a chance to review it, although Eric, I see your edits just came through. Thank you for that. So I put this agenda item on here today just to kind of, I was hoping we can determine between us a date by which you all, as in the leadership, can provide feedback and then next steps, for sharing with the review team, and I'd suggest we send that to the review team as a whole once you have approved, just as a kind of FYI, this is going to post to ICANN.org tomorrow or whenever we decide to do it and share with you know, the community groups that you would usually share it with. So my questions really are, by how much time would you all like to review it? And then second of all, are we okay sharing it just as a kind of like FYI, if you do have any edits, share them now rather than sending for like a whole team approval process. And that's it for me for now. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. This is Denise. I can get you edits in the next couple of hours. If Lauren's comfortable, I would, with taking a look at it and sharing any edits, I would suggest that before close of business today, we get this out to the list, give people a couple days to share any comments, and then go ahead and post it. My one reservation is that sort of lost track of where we are with the work plan. It would I would want to make sure that we include a link to the work plan that were that is stable and that we've sent in to ICANN. So maybe you could remind me where we are with that.
Sure. So the work plan link that's included in the blog is actually to the page on the wiki. So the only thing, it's a dedicated work plan page, and at the moment it's got the kind of Google document that you all are working on, and it's got an Excel version as well because since the document is for review team only. So that's the link that's in it at the moment, so it's always going to stay the same. So they can click on that and see all the different versions of the work plan, you know, from past and the current one as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nope, I was going to ask Lauren. what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so essentially I just wanted to say I'm completely fine with doing it today. I would look at it right after this call, send my comments, and then Denise, you can do it whenever you're ready. So I'm happy to just essentially when we hang up, I'll have a look at it.
Great.
Take my 15 minutes, and then this can go. And I think with the work plan, where are we standing there? I mean, I think it is the next agenda item anyway, isn't it? Yes. So I've seen there were some comments. But it appears that according to the rules we set in the last call, we should have now approved it internally.
Naveed has some comments, and he was given 48 hours to resolve them to his own satisfaction. And I don't think he ever came back on the list or anything to say how it had gone. But he was the one who was sort of pointing out some inconsistencies in the dates that he was uncomfortable with. So it was kind of his token to do something with it. So I don't think anybody else said he had any major comments, and so I think we're kind of waiting on him I think that's probably why the agenda item for us says follow-up with Naveed. So that's where we left it on the call last week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. As you know, I had my AC maintenance guys in, so I might have missed that. Should I just email him, ask him how it's going, essentially?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Okay, will do.
Great.
Okay, I'll grab the reins. So thanks, Lauren. That sounds great. And you know, feel free to put the note together however you think makes sense. But you know, at this point, I think we're all kind of hoping to kind of converge on it. So if it makes sense to you to sort of position the email to say, you know, thanks for the last call, we're moving on unless you cry foul, something like that, you know, maybe we can sort of put this to bed. Because I do think I recall that other people on the team were by and large accepting of the work plan. So if that's everyone else's recollection as well, then, you know, moving this along might be a good thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it would be good to know.
No, go ahead, Lauren.
Sorry, like we're not doing this for three people, and we make it to always talk at the same time. So yeah, I'll drop Naveed an email, and then essentially see what he says, and based on that, we can then kind of probably tomorrow kind of send another email as the leadership team, and then we're done. I think it's just I just want to make sure Naveed has had time, or he's happy with it now, before we kind of push ahead, because we know he had some questions, and I think that will be fine.
Great, thanks. Sounds awesome.
Yes.
Denise, did you have something?
Yep, this is Denise. And then that all sounds great. And then Jennifer, as soon as we've confirmed that we've put this draft of the work plan to bed, we'll need to get a note out to the board and the SO and AC chairs, letting them know that where our work plan can be found and inviting any input that they may have. So it would be great to get that done this week as well.
Okay. I'm just making notes at the same time. So that sounds good. And I just wanted to also point out, so I think there's an action item for the entire team to look at the percentages column ahead of the meeting on Thursday. So, Lorraine, if you're going to send a note to the entire team, maybe you could just, like, include that and say something like, I don't know, if you haven't looked at it already, then.
Yeah, so this is Lauren. So I'm doing the meet now, and tomorrow I'll send a note to the team, and I'll mention the percentages.
Okay.
Great. Okay. So next is there anything else? I'm sort of watching for hands, but I don't think we need to stand on ceremony. So free for all.
I'm good.
Okay. Cool. So ICANN SSR questions from team for next steps. I actually wasn't sure where this agenda item came from, so I think I missed some context or I'm just failing to recall. Can someone, Jeff or someone on staff, help me recall what this bullet item is referenced to?
Yep, it's Jennifer here. Thank you. So since the team is now looking at the ICANN SSR section in detail, there were some outstanding questions that have been asked back in October as follow-up from the Los Angeles meeting. So we just kind of wanted to touch base on that with you all and let you know that those questions have been posted to the wiki as well onto the subgroup page, and let you all know that we're pursuing answers to those questions since we're assuming that they're all still relevant. I just wanted to flag it in case you wanted to add it as an agenda item that the review team, you know, confirm that those questions are all still worthwhile looking at. Otherwise, we'll just assume that they're so relevant and we'll continue pursuing answers to those.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I think...
Oh, go ahead, Denise.
I'm sorry, Eric. I'm not... I've got lots of screens open, so I'm not raising my hand. But, yeah, so the default should always be that they're relevant and that staff should close on them as soon as possible. And I see that you sent the request for clarification out on Thursday. So I'll, I think I, my name is by two of them, and Nerul has one. So we'll, I'll follow up in the next day to provide clarification on that. And of course, I think it's important to understand that as we dig into our other work streams, there's going to be more questions, obviously from the team, just to make sure everyone's aware of that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Denise. I think that's spot on. I agree. We definitely are still interested in the questions that have lingered since the pause. So I think that's also a really good point that we're going to have more questions as we start digging into other stuff. But Jennifer, if you or someone from staff wouldn't mind, when we get to the call, the team call this week, it would be good to have this as an agenda item because, like Denise said, there should be some email, hopefully, that it gets exchanged with Nerul and everyone else that has ownership of the outstanding questions before then. But in the event that someone doesn't come back from their outstanding questions, we should just sort of bring it up on the call. In other words, it'd be great to get closure on the list before the call, so it doesn't even have to be an agenda item. But some of the questions may not get resonance from the team, so we may just need to touch on it in the call. Does that make sense?
So, I'm sorry, do you need something from me? What can they, so when I send the agenda, well, we'll talk about the agenda for Thursday, but is there something I can do in advance to share these, share something with the team in advance? Is that what you're asking for?
No. I mean, so I think you've shared with the team already. I think you asked a second ago, and I think Denise answered you that, you know, the questions are still relevant.
Right.
Also acting up, but I was just saying for the agenda this week, It'd be ideal if people had sort of answered the questions that you posed to them by the time we get to the call, with the expectation that maybe not everyone will have done all that. We may just have to have an agenda item to poke them on the call. That's all.
Okay, got it.
Okay, this is Lauren. Essentially, I just received an email from Naveed already to my two-liner. It's saying the following. Essentially, he realized that we might have to remove the complete plan about workstream five from the work plan. It's no longer required. All the dates can be pushed to adjust the time schedule, and he didn't want to do it on his own. So he was waiting for the next call with this, but he said he can give it a try and share it on the mailing list. So sorry to go back to a previous item, but I think this is what we were discussing. So should we just say yes? Give it a shot, and then discuss via email first.
So we gave the 48 hours before because these things tend to sort of linger on. So if you want to give them another shot, I think it'd be worth giving them a deadline before the call.
Yeah. No, he said tomorrow. Like, he specifically said tomorrow. So, and just to confirm, give me a moment. I'm loading the work plan, which is similar to Aegis. Why is this not working? Okay, and he thinks that we should be able to remove all that is in Workstream 5, which is the IANA transition. So we're not going forward with that. I think that makes sense. So
Wait. My recollection was that Naveed was going to be looking at the dates column only of the work stream, the work plan, and fixing them to his satisfaction. Why is he removing items from the work streams? That's something KC is working on.
The work stream 5 is the IANA transition. I just confirmed it. And we agreed that the IANA transition is not going forward. So I think what he's saying is that as we're not looking at this, all the dates are irrelevant. That's like his point, if I understand him correctly.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if you've got the work plan in front of you, I think Jennifer, you could fix that for us right now, and by deleting the prepared draft report section under Workstream 5. So essentially, for Workstream 5, as a group, we decided no further, after the research and due diligence, no further action was going to be taken. So I think that should be reflected in the work plan, and we should delete the section that says prepare draft report section, because there won't be one, correct?
So this is Lauren. We probably need a short one that says we checked this out. So it would be like a paragraph or something like that.
Just to reflect the work done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I see your point.
Yeah. Okay. So if we just kill everything apart from saying like write a short report section on this, I think we would be good.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I think that takes us to agenda item 5, scheduling items. So I'll kick off since I have the mic. I will confirm that I won't be able to make the Thanksgiving plenary, and I will almost certainly not be able to make the leadership call if we have it before the plenary. So I would propose that the leadership may want to suggest that we cancel Thanksgiving for SSR, not for Turkey.
Yep, I agree.
This is Lauren. Yes, I mean, we have a lot of people in the U.S. who will likely be absent, so it makes sense.
So can three vice chairs vote out the chair? Do we have to wait for Russ for this one?
Nope. I think it's a pretty
yeah,
straightforward issue.
Yeah, I think we're probably on the same page with this anyway. So yeah, so let's go ahead and cancel the plenary call for the for Thanksgiving. And do we feel like we need a leadership call the week of a canceled plenary call? I.e. Monday, a week from, or Monday.
This is fine. Doesn't make sense, right? I'm not sure.
Denise, what do you think?
Likely not, but I would suggest we sort of revisit it, on Friday.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, fair point. So after we have
just to make sure.
Plenary call the week before. If anything looks like it needs our attention, we can keep the leadership call. Otherwise, we can decide to cancel then. Does that sound right?
That sounds great.
Okay, great. Cool. Lauren, you good with that?
Yes, it sounds good.
Okay. All right, revisit time of plenary meeting per daylight savings. So it was important for my schedule to be able to reschedule this call. I have no personal concerns with the not doing the daylight saving time for the plenary, but for example, Denise, it makes your life even more uncomfortable. So how do we feel about trying to move the team call to be in track with our experience with daylight savings?
The change has already occurred in Europe. I'm not sure about the other countries. Did we ask, Jennifer, did you ask to send a note out on the team list about people's thoughts on this? I know we discussed this in our face-to-face meeting, but I can't recall the action item.
We sent a note to the review team saying that it had been discussed and that unless there were any objections, it was going to remain at the same time UTC, so i.e. an hour earlier for some people, and asked people to kind of chime in, and nobody did, so we left it as it is. So that means it's an hour earlier for some people now.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely prefer to have it at 7 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. But I don't have a view to how that impacts the rest of the team members. The team members in Asia and Africa, do you know if we kept it at 7 a.m. Pacific, if that puts them outside an acceptable band.
So Steve is doing following decorum, and he's raising his hand. So Steve, would you please go ahead?
Thanks, Eric. I just did a quick Google on that and posted, Denise, I apologize, but I don't think you're on Adobe, posted at timeanddate.com. It looks like all the daylight savings, unless I'm missing one, has occurred already. or we'll have, well, no, it occurred already. Looks like November 4th was the latest time for DST change.
So the problem is all the calendar invites are currently set an hour earlier than before. So that means the calendar invites are the only thing that are out of sync.
Okay. So on behalf of Pacific time zone people, can I raise an objection and a request that we put it back an hour?
Yeah, I think, you know, I would say that if everyone in the world is on the sort of the new offset, then the calendar invites are the odd men out, and that nobody should be perturbed by keeping what was previously the time we had. Does that sound right to everyone on the call? In other words,
it does.
This is Lauren. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because people's schedules will have moved as well now that everyone has switched over. So now we're essentially having it exactly the same time for everybody as it was until 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Great. So Jennifer, could you send out a note to the team then, letting know that there was a suggestion that we change this to be in line with the time change around the world, and that the calendar invite will be updated?
Yeah, if you don't mind, not to sort of armchair quarterback that, but, you know, if you were to sort of position it as though we're going to update the calendar invite so that we can preserve the same local time that we've been having the calls at all along, just to make it clear we're not changing the time, we're, you know, preserving it.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm not 100% sure because I'm not, like, I haven't researched it, but I know that some countries don't observe daylight savings time. But anyway, we'll word it in such a way that it's fine. So I just made a note there to notify the team that we're updating the calendar invite.
Yeah, I think you can blame Steve because he went to timeanddate.com, and so, yeah.
I usually blame you for everything, so it's all good.
And I see he's typing. Okay, so
very good. Thank you.
Back at me. Set agenda for Thursday plenary meeting. So I will suggest that it would be really helpful to have the meeting or have the discussion that's been kind of hang fire, but has been going on over email for the last, I think, 2 or 3 weeks between Elaine, Boban. I don't think Casey was actually involved, but I think she had an email that was on the thread that was, but basically Elaine, Boban, and Russ have been talking about something that I think we need to come to closure on, and I just don't think email is the right way to do it anymore. So it was unfortunate we didn't have all the people necessary on the last call, but maybe we can make it an action item for this call so we can put it to bed. Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I think that's a good suggestion.
This is Lauren. I think we will essentially like consume the call, but hopefully it will be the last one we consume doing that. So let's do that.
Okay. Cool. So that's one thing to talk about. I think another thing will be the work plan. So hopefully Navid's made some changes and feels comfortable with where things land, and we can sort of discuss that, and maybe in the event that everyone is reasonably amenable to it, seal it up.
Oh, absolutely. I think this has dragged on longer than than we had hoped it would. And I think it's important as we collectively talk about the work plan to remind people that this is a living document that will be periodically updated as needed, you know, based on how our work evolves, so people don't feel like we're somehow casting this in cement.
We really need to underline that because I think a lot of people, or like at least some people, really go into this, you know, as if this was final and unchangeable. So I would propose, because I'm sending the email, I will say, really collect everything, erase everything you have on email. We do want to have like a 5-minute, nod it off discussion if there is nothing completely crazy that we kind of forgot. Does that sound good?
Yes, I think.
Yep. Okay. So I think that the only thing that really occurs to me that would be worth talking about after that, or the next thing that makes sense to talk about after that, would be the one of the two things would either be ICANN SSR, and so Jennifer brought up that there's some question back and forth, so we ought to touch on that probably and see what the next steps for that are, and or there's Casey's Passover, the outward-facing DNS SSR thing, which I have a feeling those two are we couldn't have both of those in one call. There's too much. What do you all think?
Yeah, Ms. Denise, I think it would be good to touch base with Casey and Boban, see which one would be ready to for a deeper dive into those areas.
Yep,
I think either one would be beneficial. I think perhaps the ICANN SSR might be a little bit easier. And I think the benefit of tackling ICANN SSR is I think it would be good to get clarity on sort of work items and responsibilities.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone would be, has it clear in their heads how tactically how we're moving this forward and who's doing what. So I think that'd be a particularly productive discussion to have actually with both of these work streams. And I'm ambivalent on which one we tackle if the sort of facilitating people are ready to go.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So,
go ahead, Lauren.
Whom do we want first? So what makes more sense? Asking Boban first if he can go, or Casey?
So to Denise's point, I would agree that either would do, but if it's put to me sort of like you just did, I would guess maybe since we have an outstanding question out about the ICANN SSR for people to sort of look at questions that staff has come back with, maybe the ICANN SSR is the right way to go. But that's sort of, I think if Boban's not ready, you couldn't lead it, in case he could go, then we could go the other way.
Okay, so this is Lauren. So we email Boban today, see if they're ready. If they're ready, we go with them. Otherwise, we ask Casey as soon as we have a note from Boban. That's what I'm understanding.
I just am imagining that we don't hear back from Boban until right before the plenary. Would you mind pinging both of them in parallel and just sort of let Casey know? It's like we've asked Boban, but we're not sure if he's going to be able to. Can you be ready? And if not for this week, be ready for next week? Something like that?
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm planning to do exactly.
Cool. Okay. So that, I believe, takes us to AOB.
And Eric, is Denise.
Yep.
Do we need a specific discussion on the list on the proposed work stream report structure? Or do you feel like, or is that tied up in the ALAN discussion? I'm a little hazy on where we left that.
Well, I only feel comfortable telling you my perspective because I'm reading email and someone said I certainly, so I just said I certainly. I can only tell you my perspective because especially in light of the email discussion, it seems clear that there's a lot of perspective on these things, but the SSR1 recommendation implementation is it's the closest thing to a formulaic output we're going to have. There's 28 of them, and we go line item through each of them, and we say what we think. The other work streams, we're not entirely sure what the outward-facing work stream even is yet, and the outward-facing work stream, it certainly doesn't fit the same model of a readout as the SSR1 recommendation implementations, I don't think. So I feel like
yes.
If it were up to me, it'd be too prescriptive for someone to tell me how I should write up the report on something I have just started investigating. Does that make sense?
Right. So I saw your suggested change to the proposed work stream report structure, which I thought was a good change. But it's, I think my question is, do you want to specifically put the proposed work stream report structure on the agenda for this week, or do you want to discuss it further on the list? This is kind of broadly how we would outline the draft report.
So that's a really
it also affects how people are looking at the items in their work streams, because they need to do so with an eye towards completing the template if we agree on it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Sorry, I totally misunderstood your point. I'd like to say we should just pitch it to the list and say, hey, speak now for a hold your peace, but I think we need to have it on the call based on what you said. There's been some consternation about some things that have been discussed on the list. So hopefully we can just kind of do a pro forma real quick touchstone on the call saying, hey, everyone, you've had this in your inboxes for a while. We've exceeded the TTL, so we're going to go ahead and just ratify it. Speak now for a hold your peace. Does that sound like what you were saying?
I think it would be good to put it on the agenda for any discussion and then move forward and use it and have staff incorporate the suggested sort of red line edit that you suggested, and just give people just another chance to talk about it to make sure that to the extent we can that everyone's on the same page, that this is the broad format we'll be using for the time being, until, we find that we need to change it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay.
So should we recap what our agenda is going to be for Thursday? Or Jennifer, do you feel like you have clarity on it?
Thanks for the suggestion. So, yeah, I've been typing. I know you're not in the room, Denise, but let me just recap what I have. So, obviously, the usual welcome, and then item number 2, address the email thread regarding the SSR1 recommendations methodology. Item 3, a work plan discussion, confirm updated version is ready to send to the board. 4, workstream report template, confirm team is happy with the structure. 5, ICANN SSR or DNS workstream discussion TBD, and Lauren, if you could confirm once you hear back, I guess. And then that's it, AOB and the usual confirm action items. Does that sound good?
This is Denise. I have one suggestion. On the work plan agenda item, if you could we could just tweak the wording on that a bit, that we are confirming that this version of the work plan is done, and it will be sent to the board and the SO and AC chairs as an FYI, and then reminding people that this work plan is a living document and will be updated as needed. As the team dictates or whatever. I think that would be good.
Okay, I just made the change there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Regarding the next meeting, so I'm not sure if there's anything new, Jennifer. Would be January, February, whatever, will be face-to-face. I assume we haven't heard anything back that we could put in the agenda?
Oh, that's really good.
Correct.
We should ask for an update. Can we get an update? If we ask for an update now, can we get it by the time we have the plenary?
I'll add it to the agenda on our second from the welcome update from staff. Once I don't have an update at the moment, but I'll speak to Nagar and see if she has something for the call.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Should I just run through the action items? Do you mind if I do that quickly, please?
I don't mind. I just want to make sure we close out. Is there any other business? Denise, Lauren, seems like
I'm good.
Lauren,
good. Thanks.
All right, cool. Yeah, please go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So the leadership team to provide edits to the blog by close of business today, and then it's the end of my day here now, so I'll share it with the review team first thing tomorrow, my day, and schedule for posting later this week. Going to email Naveed, I believe this is complete, to find out the work plan progress. Staff to draft note for board SOAC chairs, let them know the work plan is adopted and point them to the location of the work plan and share a draft of this note with the leadership ASAP. Staff to continue to pursue answers to ICANN SSR questions outstanding from the LA meeting cancelled the 22nd of November, which is Thanksgiving plenary call, and notify the team that we are updating the calendar invite per daylight savings time. Lauren to send a note to Boban and Casey to ask if they can address ICANN SSR or DNS SSR workstream on the call, and then recirculate the workstream report template ahead of the call, which I'll include with the other call materials. Is there anything else there?
Just the recirculation of the workstream report would be with the red line edits incorporated, right?
Okay. Okay, I updated that action item.
Great. Does anybody have anything else? Any thoughts on that? Or does it all sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Great.
Sounds good.
We can all enjoy an extra 20 minutes back in our calendar.
Sorry, one last thing from me. I don't know if you all want to decide who, because I believe Russ will not be on this leadership call, so just maybe think about who wants to lead it on Thursday.
I think, Lauren, you're...
This will be me, as in Lauren, because my maintenance for AC is done, so I should be able to do this week.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. That's it. That's all I have.
Great. 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.